welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. India's unemployment rate increased to 7.7% in December, slightly higher than 7.48% reported in the previous month, according to data released by think tank Center for Monitoring Indian Economy on Thursday. In November, the unemployment rate had fallen nearly 1% to 7.48% compared to a three-year high. In the wake of the ongoing slump in the auto sector, world's largest auto parts supplier Bosch Limited will cut its India workforce by a couple of thousands in the next 4 years, Soumitra Bhattacharya, Bosch India Managing Director, has said. The company would let go around 10% of the total workforce of 3,700 white-collar employees in India as part of the company's strategy to transform amidst the downturn in the automotive sector. You will now be able to access free Wi-Fi on the airport line of the Delhi Metro, that is the line from New Delhi to Dwarka Sector 21. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation or DMRC has launched a free high-speed internet facility on this line. DMRC MD Mangu Singh launched the free Wi-Fi facility at the Shivaji Stadium Metro Station. Passengers will have to log in to the Metro Wi-Fi network in order to be able to access the free high-speed internet network. Housing Development Finance Corporation Limited has received approval from Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India to acquire a majority shareholding in Apollo Munich Health Insurance. The mortgage lender and its subsidiary HDFC Ergo have received all requisite approvals to acquire 51.2% stake in Apollo Munich Health Insurance, HDFC said. India's electricity supply fell for the fifth straight month in December, provisional government data showed, potentially reflecting sluggish industrial activity amid an overall economic slowdown. Power supply fell to 101.92 billion units in December, down 1.1% from 103.04 billion units last year. Tata Sons on Thursday knocked the Supreme Court's door, challenging the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal order, reinstating Cyrus Mistry as the executive chairman of the holding company. While NCLAT ruled in Mistry's favour last month, Tata Sons had 4 weeks to challenge the order. It has now asked the Supreme Court to put a stay on the appointment order on 6 grounds. India's factory activity expanded at its fastest pace in 7 months in December as a jump in new orders prompted companies to ramp up production, a private business survey showed on Thursday. The uptick in Indian manufacturing sector growth signaled by the latest PMI results will be welcomed by policymakers, particularly given concerning results observed in October. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in on Monday for more business news. Goodbye.